We call her Mother Eagle, and we're grateful for both of our co-founders. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, we are thankful. We're grateful that you are good. You are great, and there is none like you. We thank you that your mercy endures forever. We thank you that you extend to us new mercies every morning, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for Songbird who rises up. Hallelujah. I'm not sure her or the birds first, but to give you praise. We thank you for this call. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, who have said yes to you and continues to say yes to you as you download ideas and directions to them for this call, Father, and for their lives. And they continue. They live a lifestyle of yes to you. So we thank you for them. We thank you for the message that is going to be given to us today. Father, give her power and give her strength that she may speak boldly what you have given her. We thank you for every life on this call and every family that is represented. We thank you for Artist Life and Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon and their children and their children's children, Father, and we pray that you would continue to grant them, hallelujah, favor, Father, and wisdom to rule and to run this great company. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Sharon. Thank you so much. Can you hear me, Minister Sharon?
I can hear you loud and clear, sweet woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much for greeting us this morning and letting us share that beautiful expression of gratitude. I know I'm grateful for my family, my husband, and my three daughters, Anna Claire, Grace, and Rose. And also thank you for starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you and calling from Snellville, Georgia this morning. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about our TMC call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. PK Roberts Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website on the Master's Call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, the website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity and Truth in Me, Individually and Corporately, Will Clearly Be Seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our Minister Sharon did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing, or maybe share a word from the Lord, or you might have a prayer request or a praise report you would like to share, we want to hear all of that, and you can submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And this is where our Dr. Vanessa or our Prayer General Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. and we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call just held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, the phone number or the new morning motivational call is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number, if you need a bypass number so that you can still enjoy the calls free of charge, is 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday on the call. And for our call, our speaker for the hour is our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, one of our co-founders. And I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. P.K. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. And she has filled many roles, including being commissioned as an Army chaplain for many years. She was even chaplain for the 702nd Military Intelligence Group and senior pastor for Interfaith Worship Service in Fort Gordon, Georgia. She was the training chaplain and the associate pastor for Ord Military Chapel. She was the garrison chaplain and pastor of Selfridge Air National Guard Base Chapel. She has filled many roles, including loving wife, mother, grandmother, and she even served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. And lastly, she is the co-founder of the Master's Call. And she is just a beautiful and joyous woman filled with Jesus joy. Dr. PK, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
God bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much. You and Anna Clara, Grace and Rose, love, love, love you and appreciate what you bring to the TMC family. Good morning, TMC family. God bless each and every one of you. I do worship God today because I was led into that place by our own minister, Tiffany Lauderdale. I tell you, you are great, God. I thank you, and you deserve the glory and honor that we can bring. You've been so good to us all down through this year in spite of the adversities. And Minister Sharon, you are beginning to sound just like us over here where you were kind of drugged, I guess you could say, by my own sister and friend and the leader of this great call, Pastor Vanessa. But I tell you, as you are preparing other disciples this morning, you all get ready because you've been coming on here long enough. We just waiting. Well, that's what we had told you, and here you are doing and saying the same thing. Look at God. So I thank God for this wonderful, wonderful team of prayer warriors here and what God is doing through each of you and have done through you this year. You all, we are right here on the brink of stepping over. This is the second to the last day of this 2019. This is the final Monday, the last day, last Monday of this decade. And I thank God that he's allowed me to wake up to see it up here on this mountaintop. A mountaintop experience is something that I've never experienced before this year. And I tell you, as Moses, hey, glory to God and bless his name, must have said as he was up on that mountain, Lord have mercy, what are we doing up here? What are we to write while we are here? It is something. And be it just being here. This is also the last day, the final sermon that I'm giving you on adversity. And as I stated last week, sermons for me come through me for me before I bring them to you. So I just thank God for this sermon because I absolutely needed this sermon to close out this year. As I have reflected on 2019, on the major events, and scaled and put it on a scale of 1 to 10 as to whether it has been an absolutely tragic year or an absolutely super fantastic year, I ask that you do the same for yourself. Sit down and look from January down through December at the events that were significant for you and that stood out for you that really were life-changing for you, and rate your year and make a decision about where you are. As I was ending mine up a little bit this morning, I said, PK, it's not where you started. It's how you finish. It's how you're going to finish this year, girl, and you still got two more days to get there. And so God is a God who can do supernatural, just whatever it needs, just at the brink of time. So don't give up. Don't give in. Know that is how you're going to end on tomorrow night at 12, whatever, wherever you are. That's the ending of 2019. You haven't gotten there yet. With that being said, let's just get to it. The scripture that we have been working with is over in Genesis, the 26th chapter. And today I am going to take you to the 23rd verse. And he, meaning Isaac, went up from thence to Beersheba. And Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of Jehovah, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug another well. Praise the name of Jesus. And as we read on down to the 30th verse, and he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had dug, and then said, we have found water. And he called it Sheba, therefore the name of the city of Beersheba until this day. You all thus read the word of God as we end this sermon on adversity. Indeed, my heart is happy because the Lord has called me for such a time as this to share with you principles that will absolutely give you some guidance in responding to adversity successfully and victoriously. The first principle was that we as Christians should expect adversity. Number two, we as Christians should persevere doing adversity. Number three last week, good God of mercy, I could not believe it. Christians should believe God will bless them despite adversity. And today we are going to do a little bit with Christians should recognize the good that can come from adversity. Recognize the good that can come from adversity. We have come to the conclusion that we are going to face adversities. It is how we respond to them that really make a difference. I want you to understand that the two points that I want to make today about responding to adversity and understanding that good can come from adversity in spite of whatever it is that we are going to comes from a little story that I have read and I thought would be really, really good for us today. A ship was wrecked and the only survivor of the ship was washed up on a small island. He was exhausted. He cried out to God to save him. And every day he scanned the horizon, the skies, searching for help. I live on Horizon Hills, you all. Finally, he managed to build a rough little hut and put everything that he owned in that hut. And one day, after coming on his way from hunting for food, he was stung with grief as he looked up and saw that his hut was in flames. His hut and everything that he had struggled to put in the hut was going up in flames. It appeared that the very worst of worst could have happened, all except him losing his life. But early, somebody ought to say early, the next morning a ship came in and rescued him. He asked the crew, "How did you know that I was there?" They replied, "We saw your smoke signal. Maybe the difficulty that you now are having, the difficulties that you've had down through 2019 have been nothing more than a smoke signal that will lead you to a greater blessing." That was John Yates, an attitude of gratitude. And you ought to go and just read a little bit about it. You see, our troubles can actually turn into blessings. Well, as we look at the scripture that we have been studying, first, I want you to know that it can draw us closer to God. When we are faced with adversities, it appears that we go down on our knees a little bit more, get down a little bit lower, sometimes face down in the carpet, crying out to God, "What shall I do now? Where shall I go from here? What can I do now that my brook has dried up?" Glory be to God. I want you to notice that Isaac went up just a little bit higher. He started out down in a place called Gerar, but he ended up in Beersheba. He kept being pushed by the enemy because they kept filling up his well. And as they filled up one well, he had looked for another place to dig another well. And you all, he started out outside of the promised land, but Beersheba, when it ended up, put him over in the promised land. You better hear what I'm saying. The promised land represents the place of God's special presence. So figuratively speaking, Isaac moved closer to God because of the adversity. Are you moving closer to God, or have you gotten closer to God because of your adversity? God had used these troubles not to destroy Isaac or you or me, but to bring us closer into a deeper relationship with him. Somebody ought to say, "I thank you, Lord." Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. It is no coincidence that we find ourselves where we are in the midst of the stuff that we have found ourselves in. As we look around, we all may be able to say that I feel like I'm a little closer to God and that my relationship with him is just a little bit deeper. Isaac had been in danger of drifting away from the Lord, but now God has used adversity to bring him back to the place he needed him to be. Look at God. Secondly, as we look at this thing, I paused a minute. I said, I've been talking about adversity for this is the fourth week, but I never really took time. I just assumed that you knew what adversity meant. But I said, let me take a minute and just throw out a few words that may describe where you have been in 2019. You have been faced with calamity, catastrophe, disaster, affliction, hardship, trials and tribulations, war, distress, and misery. Lord, have mercy. Suffering, unhappiness, defeat, failure, non-success, feeling cursed, evil on every side, sorrow and trouble. But I'm here to tell you today that Christians should recognize that good can come from all of these things. Yes, yes. The second thing that I want to leave with you today is that results from adversity was that others could see and can see the wonderful way the Lord was working through your adversity. In in Genesis, the 26th chapter down here, the 26th through the 28 verses, we see that the Philistine leaders had been watching Isaac, and they had to admit that he must have had something special going on in his life if he could overcome and be blessed in spite of, despite his problems. They looked at him. They watched him. I want you to know that somebody is watching you. They had come to the point where they had to say, God must be with Ike because he just keeps digging another well. The problems in our life are often an opportunity for others to see and glorify God in and through you. Look at God. So in concluding today, I got to take 3 minutes to give you some directions on where we are going from here, this adversity. In conclusion, Isaac was a man who experienced setbacks, who experienced opposition, failures, and difficult situations. PK has been a woman down through the year of 2019 who's had setbacks. Oh, January started out looking real good sitting up on this mountain, but April hit, good God of mercy, and death came. Opposition, failures, and difficult situations have confronted down through this year. Yet, oh, good God of mercy, I believe I feel a shout coming on. Yet in God's strength, I stand here and say successfully, I have overcome. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We sang the song, We Shall Overcome. I want somebody today to say, I have overcome. Why? Because I've gotten on this side of this thing. I'm looking at the last Monday here in 2019. I'm still standing. Yes, yes, yes. The same can be true for each and every one of us, you all, as we look at these four principles and understand that I should expect adversity. I should persevere during adversity. I should believe God will bless me despite adversity. And I will recognize the good that comes from adversity. Oh, yeah, that's how we're going to close this thing out on adversity today. And as we prepare to go over into 2020, I want you to know that our sacrificial fast for the year will begin on 5 January. For those who are going just 21 days, I want you to know that your days are 5 January through 26 January. And for those who are going 40 days, God has a sense of humor. You're going to come off on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. God knows that he's setting us up. We are already positioned. We are postured. We are ready to do some great things already right now in 2020. And so I see us being successful already with this fast. for those of you who want an accountability partner, Lord have mercy, take the preach out of my voice now, Lord. I'm just teaching now. But those who want an accountability partner, I want you to feel free to call me at 586-747-8000. We have learned down through the years, these past 2 years, that accountability partners absolutely make this thing go easier. And during this time absolutely make the time go quicker. And with that being said, it is 26 after the hour. I need to move out of the way and let Minister Rebecca come and close us out today. Just give us a prayer over our request today, and I'll come back real quick and give us a benediction, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that profound word, Dr. PK. Let's pray and bring our request to the throne room. Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We're so glad in it, Lord. Thank you for this year and for the upcoming new year. Thank you for our Dr. PK Roberts patent, Lord. Thank you for blessing her into overflow, Lord, and doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine. Lord, thank you for our Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Lord. Thank you for blessing her family and doing it exceedingly above all that she can imagine. Amen. For this new year. Lord, thank you for our Artist Life family. Thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. Thank you for this upcoming time that we can fast, Lord, and just go after you, Lord, and just get closer to you, Lord Jesus. And thank you for all the wisdom and revelation and strength that you are giving us and will give us, Lord, during this time, Lord. We lift up any of our family members going through any type of sickness. Lord, we love you and we trust you, Lord. We know that you are healing them, Lord, and we are just calling out Jaden's name, Lord, and him, Lord, just strengthen him, Lord, and strengthen all of our young men here and out here in the world, Lord. And we just ask you to just lift them up and help them, Lord, get your glory in their life, Lord. We also lift up any of our bereaved family, Lord, and we just thank you for stepping in and helping them as they need and comforting them and bringing your peace that passes all understanding, Lord, and just remembrance. Letting them remember the wonderful, joyous times that they had with their family members, and also taking heart that their loved one is right there, Lord, celebrating with you, Lord, and you have them, Lord. You're holding them and covering them and celebrating with them, Lord. And we thank you for our chance to family, Lord, be exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord. Just something super special for them today and for this upcoming year. Lord, we love you. We agree that your kingdom come and your will is done right here on this earth that you call the Master's Call family and the body of Christ and the Artist Life, Lord, and the whole world as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Songbird, for ushering the presence of the Lord on the call with worship, praise and worship. Dr. PK, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Absolutely. As we are closing today, you all please know that as you are preparing your hearts and minds for the fast, the guidelines also that will assist you with the fast found on our website. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that your precious anointing will rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives as we go forth to live a super fantastic lifestyle for you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. Bye-bye.